Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast with Jordan and Keith, or Keith and Jordan. I'm Jordan.
Yeah, hi, I'm Keith.
And here we are, recording at 4:30 a.m. in the slums of Barcelona, bringing you guys the best in movie news and reviews. Mainly just reviews. How's it going, Keith?
I'm good, man. How are you, Jordan?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, right on.
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Today's movies for review are Captain America Civil War and Keanu. So we're going to start off with Captain America Civil War. So, Jordan, what did you think of the film?
I liked it. I liked it for all the right reasons and the wrong reasons. Just a fantastic movie.
And the wrong reasons. Okay, all right. So what did you like about the film?
Well, I think what I really liked about it was just such a nice ride. Like, there's a few parts that I kind of felt stuck on, like, you know, wasn't a big fan of happening. But for the majority of the film, I'd like to think of it as a nice roller coaster where I was just going through one great fight after another. One superhero doing another superhero thing after another, and it just felt fun. It felt good.
Okay, and by the way, so this is the third Captain America movie in the trilogy. So far it's a trilogy. Chris Evans is Captain America. Of course, Robert Downey Jr. comes back as Iron Man in this film. And Scarlett Johansson is, I believe, with the Black Widow. And Anthony Mackie is the Falcon. So, yeah, it's a nice all-star cast of people in this film. A lot of momentum was built and a lot of excitement around this film coming out. When I watched it, it felt like an Avengers film, missing some people a little bit, but it had that Avengers feel, especially even when you watch the trailer. But for me, like, there were things about the film that I liked, but I just wasn't a fan of the ending. But go ahead and talk some more about what you liked about the film, because, you know, I seem to be alone in my review in that regard. It's like the whole world seems to be loving this film.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not like alone here. I think people get very defensive when it comes to Marvel things. I totally understand if you have any problem with any movie, because, you know, there was a comic book before it, and that's like holy scripture in the Marvel world compared to.
Uh-huh.
But I still really liked it, and I'm not somebody that does follow the comic books as religiously, so it's nice to see these movies. I have no negative expectations. I hope they really got that part of it right. I really hope that they got Deer Man's antlers just right on point. I just like I'm going in saying these are superheroes. I'm expecting some cool superhero feel good Marvel experience, and you get it. They know how to deliver. Now, I feel like if I really loved the comic books and I just couldn't get enough of it, I would probably have more things to complain about, because I'd come in there with more expectations than I did, which my only expectation was just to have fun.
And you did? Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's good. And the whole idea of making this type of movie, too, I mean, talking about the Civil War. So basically the Civil War is, well, what we can tell you is that, you know, the superheroes are divided on an issue. And when you watch the film, you find out what that issue is. But that's why it's called Captain America Civil War. I mean, it had nothing to do with slavery or the South.
I think everyone really assumed that. Yeah. Nail on the head,
Keith.
Yeah.
Right, no kidding. I just had to say that. But yeah.
Joke landed, Keith.
God. I couldn't resist, but I had to say
all right,
it. The door opened. I couldn't stop walking, man. You know? But, what I liked about the film, I liked seeing, you know, the new Spider-Man, and I liked seeing Black Panther. So I was excited about that. I'm looking forward to seeing their movies. Did the movie have good action? Was it directed well? Yes. Did I come away feeling a certain way about things? Yeah. So in that sense, it was successful. I can definitely say that. It was...
Can I ask? What certain way did you come out feeling about those things?
I mean, I felt like I was definitely on one of the sides. So the director did their job in the sense that he made me feel like I was a part of that movie.
Yeah.
They delivered on that in that aspect. Yeah. He made me feel like I was with those people fighting. You know, and that's when any director can pull you into a film that way. You know, it's like reminiscent when I saw. The second Batman movie by Chris Nolan, where they introduce Heath Ledger as the Joker, you know, that was directed so well. I felt bad for the city of Gotham because the Joker was so maniacal.
Yeah.
So Captain America Civil War gave me the same type of feeling.
So it really pulled you into the film.
Yeah. And I guess I didn't realize that until now, just talking to you. So, yeah. So even though I wasn't a fan of the ending, it did pull me in. It definitely pulled me in. What was your, like, one of your favorite moments in the movie?
I did it. I convinced Keith that this was a good movie. I feel really good. What was my favorite moment?
Well, I mean, so.
Yeah, I can see you're a little bit bugged by this. I'll give you some time.
Yeah, I'm pondering. I mean, because it's, I mean, it was a big deal. I mean, it was very, very engaging. What we can talk about the film is that, you know, it's definitely. Today's new superhero movies are definitely seem to be a lot more based in reality than what they were before. So it's science fiction and it's fantasy, but it seems like some of the fantasy has been taken away a little bit to make them more realistic. Does it make any sense?
I guess I don't see that a lot in this movie. I did see one thing I totally agree with you with. It didn't feel like a Captain America movie. It felt like an Avengers movie, you know, missing a Hulk or two.
Yeah.
But I really liked that about it because I like Avengers movies more than Captain America movies.
Really?
Maybe I'm the one person in the world that does feel that way, but it's kind of more exciting. Yeah, I like seeing, you know, Robert Downey Jr. make some snarky comment and
he's
then someone
Iron
else
he's
make
a
very
– Iron Man. Yeah, he's a great Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. I love his snarky comments, and then I like how there's the other guy, and that other guy makes snarky comments too. That's the cool thing about Marvel movies; they're constantly fighting and making snarky, fun comments to each other. It's just good banter and constant fighting. And I know that I think that's why I have a hard time setting myself up for disappointment because that's really the only thing I'm expecting: some kind of fun banter and then a big fight scene.
Okay.
And maybe I should be more, you know, just enthusiastic about all the little details and the things that it was based off of. But I feel like I see a lot of people setting themselves up for hurt when they're expecting more than just a fun conversation and a big bang at the end of it.
I don't know what I was expecting, but was I entertained? Yeah, I was entertained, definitely. It was very engaging. All the characters were, I mean, they were definitely... You know, their convictions were showing. It might be the most serious film Marvel's done, actually, when I think about it now.
I can see that, yeah.
You know, or so far, you know. But yeah, it definitely felt like an Avengers film, even though it was a Captain America film. And like, you almost forget that it's a Captain America film the way it lays out. But I really, really enjoyed, like I said, seeing the new young Spider-Man. I thought that he was great. The new Aunt May, I liked all that. And like I said, the introduction to Black Panther. We're going to get his movie in 2018. So I'm bummed that it's not sooner.
Really excited about
that. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. And I'm excited to see, you know, they're bringing Spider-Man back. And, you know, they've made him younger. It's like it's a great restart. So there's going to be plenty of room for you to see Spider-Man develop and grow. So I'm excited about that. With Captain America Civil War, I mean, I don't know what's next. I mean, after watching the way it ended, I'm not sure what to expect next.
I made a prediction.
But I guess that's exciting, though, I suppose. It's exciting because you don't know where they're going to go. I mean, what do you think? How did you feel, I mean, once it was over? I mean, was there any drawn conclusion? Did anyone, I mean, we can't really say, you know... was there any conclusion of what's going to happen next, or did you feel like it wasn't another part that they're going to do? Is there going to be a Captain America 4? I don't know. Do you know?
You know, I think that it's going to be one of those situations where the franchise is going to be affected in some way, but it's not really going to change a lot of the dynamics, I don't think. I don't think it's overall. I think everything's going to go back to normal.
Okay.
You know, or just something. I don't think that this movie is going to make that everlasting effect, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I think it was still entertaining nonetheless, you know?
It was very entertaining. And then Ant-Man was great to see.
I loved that.
He's great. So I forgot how much I like him. So he was a pleasant surprise. But, yeah, so for me, would I watch it again as rewatchable? Yeah, I'll rewatch it one more time. And you?
How many stars would you give it, Keith? There's no set number on stars. Just give it what your heart feels.
Two stars, man.
Two stars? I'm going to give it 11.
Okay.
But I don't know where the scale is. I don't.
That means he really liked it. So
I liked it. Okay, once again, that could be out of 30. But
Eleven is more than okay, bro. 11 is more than okay. Hey, speak your truth, man.
Yeah, yeah. I liked. One thing I did like before we go is the Spider-Man. I enjoyed Spider-Man it a lot. Yeah. I kind of miss older Spider-Man like Tobey Maguire, because it kind of made me feel like just better about myself, because this guy's so young and he's already doing so much. So I mean, I guess I'll get back to it more later on. But it was a good film.
Okay. So we'll be back after this break with Keanu.
All right. See you guys soon. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We were just talking about Captain America. That's the one.
Captain America Civil War. Yeah. So you were saying 11 stars.
11 stars. And that could be out of 100. I know I liked it, and it was good. Gotcha. I didn't expect too much when it came to story.
All right. So Keanu.
Yeah.
Where do we start? So this movie stars Key and Peele from the Key and Peele sketch comedy show on Comedy Central.
Great sketch show. Great channel.
All right. This is their first full feature movie, I believe, full length movie. It's about a cat.
It's more complicated than that. It's about a kitten, Keith. It's about a kitten, and it's a really good movie. I'm going to go ahead and just say that right now. I hope that's not a spoiler. I really enjoyed
it. Oh, no, it's not a spoiler. It is a good film. You know, when you told me that you saw the film, I sighed, like, I don't want to watch this movie. I was determined not to like that film, and it was great. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot.
You'd say it kept you laughing.
It did.
And you had a lot of fun watching it.
Yeah, it did.
And last question, you were wrong to assume it was a bad movie. Take your time to answer.
Well, yes, I was, but the trailers for it were kind of corny. So
I don't know. I thought it was good. I'm just really glad because I told Keith about the movie, and he had like a look of dread on his face. He didn't want to see it whatsoever.
No, I didn't.
Maybe it's a spite thing, Keith. We've talked about it before, but I'm just really glad you're wrong because I enjoyed it. But I enjoy more that you did.
Your in-your-face moment, Jordan.
Yeah, it was an in-your-face moment.
Savor it while you can, bro. Savor it while you can. Always come, dude. I'm just telling you, they won't always come. Yeah, Keanu was good. I mean, basically, Peele has a bad breakup. And then Key, he's his best friend. I forget his name in the movie, though. And his best friend is happily married, and he has this obsession with George Michael, which is which is very funny in itself.
Yeah, and it's two friends, and they're posing as, you know, gangsters in order to get a kitten back, and that's the big premise of the movie. And I totally understand the skepticism from that.
Oh, you
me,
do?
Though, I think that sounds amazing. That's all I needed to hear. I'd buy two tickets for one person. That was. I'm a big fan of them. I love their sketch comedy, and I've liked them since the beginning. So I was going to see it regardless, even if I heard bad things about it. But it's gotten good reviews for a reason. It's a fun movie.
And no, it is. Can you explain some more about sketch comedy? And because you said something to me about sketch comedy, like, because I've seen Key and Peele, and as I said, and I told you before in passing that, you know, once Dave Chappelle left Comedy Central, there have been a few shows that they put on to try to fill his void, and Key and Peele seems to be the one that stuck. So because other shows did not last, but Key and Peele, they did. And when I've watched Key and Peele, sometimes they made me laugh. Sometimes I was like, I don't get it. It felt like I was watching Seinfeld, but
you don't like Seinfeld.
I think there are people around him as funny. Are funny? That's another conversation, though.
Yeah. I think Key and Peele is great, but I love sketch comedy. I'm a huge fan of it. It's a whole series of hit and misses. So you can go to the gym, you can do whatever you want, and you're going to have a 2-minute attention span to pay attention to the sketch. And if you didn't like it, then just go watch the next one. It's like, you know, there's a low risk to a sketch comedy show.
See, and no one's ever broken it down to me that way before, so thank you for telling me that. So basically what you're telling me is with sketch comedy, even if you don't laugh right now, just give it a minute, you will laugh. It's so consistent, it keeps coming until it gets you.
That's the thing. You don't have to like the premise of this because the next one could be something that really hits home with you.
Okay. So now what I did like about Keanu, too, I mean, well, I like the whole film. The film is good. I just enjoyed it. There's Peele takes he gets, you know, he just loves his kitten. He loves him. And he makes these kitten calendars, and they're all movie themes. And that was so cool when I saw that, like Die Hard and Point Break with Keanu in a calendar. And yeah. I thought that was really cool. What was interesting is like how the film opens up. You see these two gangsters, you know, coming to bust up this drug lab, and basically they're just shooting their way out of everything. And it was very reminiscent to me of Boondock Saints, actually. And
I can see that, and I think that they I think they did a good job with it. Like they, you've got the it's one of those movies. It's one of those stupid movies. Good stupid though, and we were talking about that. You know, there's those kind of movies that they're stupid, but it's a good kind. Like they're meant to be that way, and they pull it off just right. Stupid's got two words. You can have one that's oh god, that movie was really terrible to watch. And you've got something like Keanu, which it was very much intended to be a really dumb film, but that's what makes it work. When you embrace the fact that this is a dumb film, you're able to enjoy it more. And I don't think it's that dumb of a film. I mean, you can put it in that category, but it's no, you know, Ski Trip, Save the Lodge kind of movie.
Well, you're right. Like I said, the trailer almost does it injustice to me. Like I said, because after watching the film, it was so much more than what you saw in the trailer. And, you know, Key and Peele playing the multiple roles. I mean, so basically they're playing the gangsters at the beginning of the film, and they were pretty creepy. It was pretty cool. They did a really good job. So I enjoyed that. I enjoyed their female counterparts. It was nice to see Nia Long doing comedy. So that surprised me. And then Tiffany Haddish, I mean, she's a gangster named High C. That was really her name in the movie. I see.
I loved it. I really did.
I mean, I'll never get tired of saying that, you know?
It was really fun. And I think the action parts were done well, and they still constantly balanced it out with, you know, just the kind of comedic riffs. Plus, you know, kitten cute. Not even a cat guy. Still think the kitten
Me too.
Really cute.
Yeah. I agree. I'm not a cat person either, but yeah, but the kitten was cute.
We're not creating a lot of people that hate us for that, but yeah, it was a really cute kitten. And it did keep me laughing, and it was lighthearted. I think it's one of those movies where you can think it's dumb, but as long as you embrace the fact that it's dumb, you can really just have fun with it.
Oh, yeah, and it's about a kitten being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, that was
not
the tagline.
Not a guy, not a girl, but a kitten being in the wrong place. I mean, and it happened. I could, after watching this film, I could see it happen that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was cool.
So you enjoyed it. Were there any complaints about it?
No, not really. No, that's a rewatchable. I would rewatch that 2, 3, 4 times. I'm going to buy that one. I am.
I could rewatch that a few times, too. That was a lot of fun doing.
Oh, yeah, Method Man was in the film, too.
It was a great
nice
supporting
cast.
Yeah, it really
nice
was.
All-star cast. They did a good job. You know, the fact that this mainstream, you know, respected rapper decided to be in a film about and have a gangster cat. It's just, yeah, it's just, you could tell times have changed. So, you know, because 20 years ago, that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, once again, I love it because you seemed like you didn't want to watch it all, and you're just having so much fun just bringing up parts about the movie. Like, it's nice, it's refreshing. I think it's one of those movies that has that effect on you, though.
Oh, yeah, it was cool.
But if you're looking for anything serious or, you know, any, you know, just a hard, just a really thought-provoking thing, I wouldn't go to the movie about people pretending to be gangsters to be kittens, but...
Yeah, what's the point of what's a serious comedy? Well, who does that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like an oxymoron, isn't it?
You know what you're in for, really. You know.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people, they didn't want to give it a chance because it does seem just really silly, and a lot of people did want to because, you know, Key and Peele and anything. But
yeah,
I think regardless of what, you know, crowd you fit into, give it a try. It's really low risk, like a sketch comedy show.
If you want to feel good, if you're looking to be in a good mood, that's the perfect film to watch. It's a lot of fun. They did a great job. I enjoyed it. Like I said, 3, 4 rewatchables, definitely. I would give that one like 8 or 10 stars.
Really? You liked that movie better than Captain America?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Huh.
Because it didn't take itself so seriously. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely. Cool. So, we'll be back after this break.
Yeah, one more commercial. All right. Yeah. Thank you for waiting for us. How did you feel about that last commercial, Keith? Was it fun for you?
Oh, it was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't get enough. It.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely going to subscribe or buy that.
Yes.
So we just talked about Captain America, and we just talked about Keanu.
Yes.
Keith liked Keanu. It taught us all that we shouldn't judge a book by its cover. And also we learned that sketch comedy is great.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a classroom right now. And
you were having so many revelations. This is great. You needed me in your life.
God. Maybe. Yeah. Listen to you. All right.
Well, you're welcome, Keith.
Thanks. Yeah, because I do need Jordan in my life. Yeah, definitely. Keanu was awesome. I definitely, 4 or 5 rewatchables. Yeah, I would watch it again. I look forward to buying that. I like that one much more than Captain America. Like I said, Keanu didn't take himself so seriously. That's what I liked about it. And yeah, Captain America, I guess, Civil War got a little too serious for me, and you know, in some parts. But like I said, yeah, I just wasn't a real fan of the ending. But it's but I'm on that island by myself, and I'm okay with that because sometimes that's just how it is. But what are you about to say?
Well, no, I agree with you. I did like Keanu a lot, and I loved Captain America. I think the reason I liked Captain America, and I don't know if I'd feel differently about it, is because I gave it the same amount of, just I didn't press on hard about it. I didn't go, oh, well, that didn't happen in the comic book, or I didn't feel this or that way about it. I was just in it for the fun ride,
right.
A lot like Keanu. Right. And that's not typically how I view a movie. But I think that's something I've realized, I guess, since Guardians of the Galaxy or, the first Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I've started to see Marvel movies, because you can view them like that, and you still won't get kind of hung up on, It can reach you in a deeper, perspective, or it can just be something lighthearted to just jump into. And I think that's what's really fun about the Marvel movies. So, I'm not sure how we're rating things yet. I like the rewatchability. I think the stars, it was a little bit too vague. We'll still get onto that. But if I were, I'd watch Keanu probably 4 times. Realistically, in my lifetime, I can watch that 4 to 5 more times. And Captain America, maybe just once. 1.5.
That's not a real glowing review. You like the film, dude. You got
to. I did like the film, compare it to Keanu, like Captain America, it was really
it's
wild
a blockbuster.
Ride.
The whole world is loving that film right now, Chris,
and it's a lot of fun.
This is what a superhero movie should be, and all these different things. So
I'd buy it when it comes out, and I would watch it very seriously, and
so
then I'd watch
have to
it
give
while
it
I'm doing my laundry.
So you're gonna have to give it more rewatchables than 1.5.
Yeah, all right.
That's mine.
Two and a half.
Come on, dude. Really? Either you like the movie or you don't. I don't like, I'm not crazy about it, but, you're the one who's supposed to like the film. So
I liked it, but I didn't like it like it was
you got me defending
the best.
A film that I don't even like. What's going on?
This is really good, yeah. No,
you're going to have to do better than that, dude. Come on.
Respect my review here. No, I think it was fun. I did like it. It was fun, but it didn't reach me like a movie that's as serious as Captain America: Civil War would normally. It reached me on the fun roller coaster ride of a movie level, not the I'm coming out of this thinking differently.
So
for the next
let me ask you a question. So when you watch Captain America: Civil War, the third film in the Captain America franchise, which some people may argue it might be the best one,
I agree.
After you watched that film in the theater, did you leave the theater thinking, maybe I wouldn't mind reading that book? Or I wouldn't mind taking my little brother or nephew or son to that movie?
I do, yeah. I could see that. I wouldn't mind. I would like to read the book. I'd be really interested in it.
So if a movie has you, when you leave a movie theater and you feel like that was a great movie, I want to go read the book now, or take my son or nephew or girlfriend or whomever to see this film with me, then the director has done their job. So
you're right. Yeah, it does pass that test. I realized I like that a lot. I liked it enough to say that. I think it's the best Captain America movie because I think it's more of an Avengers movie.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you again, what's your rating for it?
14 stars, yeah.
There you go. Okay, there you go. So that means 14 stars is going to sound like it's going to be at least 4 or 5 rewatchables for
I think I like it. I think I liked it more than I originally started out here. I think I enjoyed it, but I didn't take it seriously. Now I think I would go back and try to take it more seriously that I had that fun ride with it.
Right.
But I think it goes to show you can – that's something really cool about this movie. It's cool about the Marvel movies. You can go in and you don't have to pay attention and you can have fun and you can pay attention and you'll have fun. you could get your heart broken if you pay attention and you're like you really religiously follow, you know, the Marvel Universe. But either way, it's not a movie that you have to focus on, and it's a movie if you do focus on, it's not going to hurt. It's even it could be just as rewarding, if not more. So.
Well, Jordan, I have to say that was well said. I mean, I can't. Yeah, you know, I still, yeah, I, yeah. On my end, I'm not recommending the film, but I respect your view on it because I think that's consistent, that's cool. Like I said, it was entertaining to an extent for me, but like I said, it just there are things about it that I like, but there are things about it that I don't like. I just it's hard for me to shake, I suppose. But at the same time, because I really like Spider-Man and Ant-Man and Black Panther. I'm probably going to have to buy the film anyway. And I have to ask myself, would I read that story after watching the movie? No. But would that be a good film to entertain company with? Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on your company, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So, yeah. So,
I like Spider-Man. I think I was saying that before. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people before the movie came out, they were saying, you know, but what about Tobey Maguire?
I know people were criticizing me. The girl sitting next to me, she was just like, I didn't like the young Spider-Man. I'm like, that's how he really started, though.
I really enjoyed younger Spider-Man. I think he was great. Yeah. I liked older Spider-Man only because younger Spider-Man kind of made me feel like he was better than me, and I didn't like that. I just.
Oh, but Tobey Maguire. He's better than you, Jordan.
Yeah, I know, and I hate that. I felt good about the other Spider-Man because he was, you know, Tobey Maguire, he was 30 and he was still in high school and delivering pizzas.
Right.
He had time to get his life together, and he wasn't great with science.
No.
Felt good that one day I can be a Spider-Man, but now I feel like I've already missed that train. And that's
you're like washed up in a has been though.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro.
I don't like how they made him the appropriate age. So other than that, I love that Spider-Man. I love the movie. And, yeah.
Oh, man, you're a mess, man. I hear you. And
Keanu, I think we both enjoyed it.
Yeah, we did. So we both agree on that one. Definitely want to recommend you guys go see that film. If you're looking to have a good time, if you had a bad day at work or somebody got on your nerves and you want to feel better about things, go see that movie. You'll be cracking up. You know, laughter is good for the soul. So
yeah,
and that's why comedy is so important, actually.
If you're one of those people that's like Keith at first where you thought, well, this movie looks stupid, I'm going to see it. It is stupid. It's a comedy. Don't go in it expecting, you know, Schindler's List. It's a comedy. It's funny. It's not to be taken so seriously.
Oh, some, it's a good time. Some things are so dumb that they're hilarious.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
It hits that point. It goes so far to dumb, it comes back to really funny. So.
Yes. No, I definitely agree with you, man. I definitely agree with you. So, nice all-star cast. Like I said, I enjoyed seeing Nia Long in a comedy that wasn't about, it was just nice to see her in a comedy because the last thing I saw her in was, I think, the Best Man, movie. It was the sequel to the first one. So, it was good. It was a pleasant surprise to see her in High C.
You can't gangster. Even say the word "high C" like that.
The gangster girl, she was good. She was hard. I mean, it was just brilliant. I mean, yeah, I get a kick out of that. Who names the gangster? Who has a gangster name of High C? Somebody who's pretty rough, I suppose. Yeah.
Do you think that you're more open to giving other movies a chance because you were so wrong about Keanu?
Yes, Jordan.
All right, so you heard it here? Keanu could change the way you feel about movies altogether.
Yes, I admit I was being a little snobby. Okay, yeah, I was. Okay,
I was.
I got humbled. All right, so savor this moment, dude, because you're not going to get too many of them, dude.
Feels good to be humbled, doesn't it, Keith?
Yes, so you won this battle, bro.
All right.
You won this one, but the war is still coming, and it won't be civil. Let me stop.
Lame. Yeah, that's where we should end it. Okay.
I can see that. It was kind of lame.
Don't apologize. Well, we had a lot of fun here. This was our first episode, and it has been a great time.
Yes.
Hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we have, and I guess we'll see you guys in episode 2.
Yes, and once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts movie podcast with Keith and Jordan.
Or Jordan and Keith. Yeah, depending on how you want to look at it.
Exactly.
Universe of the Star. Yeah.
Yes. So thanks again for listening. You can catch us on Facebook and on iTunes. So, and we will see you somewhere out in space.
Yeah, with that, have a great day, guys. See you later.